Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special edition of Real, Relevant, and Raw. Relationship radio at its consummate, at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw. Broadcast every Thursday evening from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my phenomenal co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Listen, everybody, this is a pre-recorded show, as my phenomenal co-host is going on vacation, and a much-needed, I must say, vacation. So we wish Sadie a wonderful, relaxing vacation, and she will come back refreshed, renewed, and ready to keep it real, relevant, and raw. So as we normally accept call-ins, we cannot accept any call-ins on this particular show, which will broadcast Thursday, because it is a pre-recorded show. Let me, first of all, thank everyone who will be listening live, as well as those who will be listening via archive, and thank you also for our listeners, as we have, Sadie, over 15,000 listens of our shows. Is that phenomenal or what?
Awesome. Why, Michael? Because you're awesome and I'm awesome, and together we each hold plenty of awesome, and our listeners are even more awesome. So it's a spontaneous combustion of awesome.
We are setting it off, and Sadie, listen, it's phenomenal to co-host the show with you. Let's invite our listeners to follow the show. We thank you for those who are followers of the show. You will get all of our email updates. You can go to our show page, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/real-relevant-raw. Click on the follow button and you will be a follower of the show. Also, you can a message. Perhaps there's a question that you want to ask us that you do not want to ask on air, or there's a comment that you want to make that you don't want to say on air, but you do want a response from us. Go to that same show page, click on the message button, and you can send us a message. Finally, you can follow us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Sadie, S-A-D-I-E, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. So Sadie, Thursday, we talked about why men cheat, and I want to take a minute to thank Vanessa and Sadie, to thank Vanessa for calling in and having a wonderful conversation. We set it off once again, and we talked about why men cheat, and you know what, we want to be balanced, Sadie. So we want to talk today. Today's topic is why women cheat. Now, Sadie, I got to tell you, I am shocked. Women cheat? That almost sounds like an oxymoron. Women don't cheat. Come on, Sadie. Why are you going to be starting already? Women cheat?
You didn't eat your Wheaties this morning, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
What are you talking about? You're shocked.
I'm shocked.
Do you know the best cheaters on the face of the earth were born female?
Wait a minute. All right, Sadie, now listen. I'm Sadie, I'm shocked. I'm flabbergasted. I'm befuddled. Women don't cheat. Listen, only men cheat. And you know women are always faithful and always monogamous. What? Come on, Sadie. Come on. The best
Michael.
Cheaters? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me.
Recite the date to me, please.
Michael,
what is today's date? I'd like to know.
Today
is
August 17th.
And please recite the year to me, Michael.
It is 2013, Sadie.
Say that one more time.
It is 2013, Sadie.
Okay, Michael. Michael. It is 2013.
It's not 1913?
13 years into the new millennium, honey.
Oh, my God. Listen, everybody. We're actually recording the show on a Saturday morning. So I'm just a little bit slightly more energetic. Listen, everybody, I know women cheat. I like to have fun. Sadie likes to have fun. Listen, we know women cheat. We know this. And I've heard it said that men are sloppy cheaters. I've heard that said. You know, we just mess up. I was listening, Sadie, to Michael Bazin, and this probably goes back a year, and talking about cheating, and this woman called in, having put her boyfriend on blast. They were living together. Now, Sadie, check this out. So this guy, cheating on his girl with a woman in the next building in their apartment complex. And one night, his girl is up and actually sees him going up the stairs into the other woman's apartment. Now, listen, that is the that brother is the poster child for sloppy cheating. Can you believe that?
And they say women are emotional, but sometimes when it comes to, like, women, men can't control themselves.
Well, what did you say? Say, listen, what did you say the other day? What did you say on Thursday? Now, I got to bring up what you did on Thursday. You said that it's that testosterone. It's that once that testosterone kicks in, that predatorial instinct engages, that it's like the hormones overtake our reason. So maybe that's why we're sloppy cheating.
He gets you in trouble all the time.
Wow. See, you know, what did Eddie Murphy say? Eddie Murphy said it's a big thing. You don't understand. So, you know, we talked about why men cheat on Thursday. So we want to talk about today why women cheat. We've already established the fact that women cheat. And let me just say, not all women cheat. I realize that. But for those women who do, we want to talk about why women cheat. What do you do if you discover that your woman has been cheating, and then can we prevent our women from cheating? Say, let's do this. Let's go to a song I like. I'm in a bit of an erotic mood this early morning, and I want to play Body Party. I want to play Body Party, the real, relevant, and raw version. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Listen, everybody, this is a pre-recorded show, so we cannot, of course, take any call-ins. At that said, we do thank you for listening. Our topic today is why women cheat. And we've already established the fact, Sadie, that women do cheat. Listen, while the show was, or should I say the song was playing, I went online, and there is an article by the Daily Mail, which is a English or British online newspaper, and the article is, "Think Men Are Unfaithful, Are the Unfaithful Sex? A study shows women are the biggest cheats. They're just better at lying about it."
Excuse me? Rewind?
Yep.
Did you say women are what? The biggest cheats?
Listen, it said, this is the heading. And the heading is just a little bit.
But that's not a fact. That's just the title, correct?
That's the title, but then watch this. It's
Okay. Let's make sure we clarify that on air, Mr. T.
All right, wait. I didn't read it yet, Mom. Just give me one second. It said, hold on. It says, "Think men are the unfaithful sex? A study shows women are the biggest cheats. They're just better at lying about it." Maureen Rice wrote it on September 7th, 2009, and says this. I'm not going to read the whole article, of course, but it says this. Watch this. It says, "Are men or women more likely to cheat? While men have always had a worse reputation for being unfaithful, recent studies show that women are catching up fast, but we are a lot more likely to lie about it and a lot less likely to get caught. Simply put, it seems that women are better at having affairs than men."
Women are better at having affairs than men, but Miss Maureen Rice, I disagree that women are the biggest cheats, and I think that's a bad name for your article.
Right, and let me just read one more short paragraph, okay? And sometimes, say, as you know, people will create a title to get somebody's attention. And now,
and I understand that it's very catchy, Maureen, but I don't like it.
And you know what? It's funny because she actually contradicts herself in her own article. According to Dr. David Holmes, a psychologist at Manchester Metropolitan University, women are having more affairs than ever. Recent studies say the figure is around 20% for men and a bit over 15% for women, but they behave very differently from men when they cheat. Wow. Women do it better. So Sadie, we've already established the fact that women do cheat. Not all women. We've already established the fact that women are better at it than us. So in your mind, why are women better? I don't have any idea about it. Why do you think women are better at cheating than men?
Because women are detailed.
Okay.
Women are premeditated. Everything a woman does is premeditated. You know, if you've been dating someone for about a year, and one day they tell you that they love you, if it's a man, it's something that just came up at that time. If the woman says it first, oh, trust me, she thought about it.
I got you. I hear you.
Yeah, everything's premeditated, you know. Nothing just happens by chance. It's always thought about. So a guy will just be like, you know, let's say he gets the phone number of a woman who's not his wife and is married. And the woman texts him and says, "Hey, are you available tonight?" He immediately says yes, right?
Mm.
And she says, "Okay, what time?" And he says, 8:00. He doesn't start thinking, what am I going to tell my wife? He doesn't come up with that. Most men don't come up with that until they're actually walking out of the door and the wife says, "Where are you going?" And they're like, I'm going to Dre's house, right?
Right.
And then she's like, "Oh, what are you guys going to do?" "We're going to shoot pool." Now, see, all that was just spontaneous. It just, he didn't hang up and say, what am I going to tell my wife?
Exactly.
Where am I going to say we're going? None of it is like thought out. It happens. Just the same thing like we just described with God, I love you. It comes as it comes. But now let's rewind that if it's a woman. and she gets a bad phone number. As soon as she gets the phone number, she's figuring out how she's going to play this into her life. If this goes somewhere, what am I going to tell my husband? Where am I going to say mom at? Which one of my girlfriends can I trust to vouch for me? Listen, before the first phone conversation, she's got to figure it out.
Wow.
Figure it out, okay? That's just a woman. I mean, think about it. She has to pack diaper bags. That's how a woman is made to think strategically. What time do the kids need to get up in the morning to be to the bus by 8:15? Men don't think that way. It's a thinking process, and that's what makes women better at it.
You educate me, Miss Sadie Sharp. Wow. So it's just like Eddie Murphy, the classic words of Eddie Murphy, you know, the dick thing. I mean, once that testosterone kicks in with a man, he's just thinking about being satisfied. But a woman, she's gonna think about it, she's gonna plan it, she's gonna map it all out in her head. So if the act of infidelity goes down a month hence, she's been thinking about it for a whole month. That's basically what you're trying to say.
Oh, yeah. She's got it all planned out, her and her brothers. And, you know, a woman always has that girl she trusts. It's really one thing about a man and a woman. A man can keep it to himself a lot of times if he's cheating. Meaning, like, he don't have to tell all his boys.
Exactly.
Sometimes they will tell, but 9 times out of 10, if a woman is doing something, there is a girlfriend who knows. Because we're yappers. Women talk the words a woman uses the day a man uses sex. She's
that
got to
true.
Talk about it. She's got to tell somebody. So somebody knows. And when
wow.
a guy, the way one of his friends may find out is if this happens. He said he's going out with Trey. He said him and Trey were going to shoot pool. He didn't even call Trey up to tell Trey that he said he was with him. So now when he's out with the girl, his wife may call and say, pick up some milk. He looks down at the phone and can't answer it, don't know to answer it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he hasn't quite told the old girl yet he's married, right? So he can't pick up the phone, and then she calls Trey.
Wow.
Hey,
so you're setting it up.
If you're with my husband, can you tell him to pick up some milk? And Trey's sitting there like, you know, that guy, you know, they're less likely to throw each other under the bus. When a woman would be like, you know, if the wife don't pick the right girlfriend, she's like, she's not with me. Yeah, you know, that's how women are. But a guy be like, oh, all right. Look, I don't know where to get that right now, but I got to find that dude. There's something going down. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
That's the difference in a man and a woman, you know.
Wow.
But so basically, women will already have the basis covered. And Trey will call up the husband like, yo, Stephanie, just call, ask me to tell you to pick up some milk. What's going on? And that is how the man will end up telling his friend.
Tell you, it's just amazing the differences between the sexes. Listen, let's go to a quick song. I have another article I pulled up from Match.com. They asked real women the real question of why women cheat. And I think, at least for me, some of the reasons are quite surprising. We're going to listen now to Love Song by Rihanna featuring Future. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Woke.
Ain't that wrong with it?
might push up on it. Don't really wanna lose this moment. Why window shopping, you own it. Don't put it down. Don't fuck around. I want you now. I want you now. Oh, oh, oh.
I don't wanna give you the wrong impression. I need love and affection. And I hope I'm not sounding too desperate. I need love and
Relationship Radio at its best. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And you are listening to a pre-recorded broadcast of Real Relevant and Raw. Our topic this day, today, is why women cheat. And during our musical break, Sadie, I pulled up this article from Match.com, and it gives, the title of the article is Confession. Seven reasons why women cheat. And Sadie, I'm just going to take a minute and go through these seven reasons. Some of them were surprising to me. Maybe none would be surprising to you. Tell me what you think. Reason number one, and let's see, it's not necessarily in order of priority, but reason number one, there's no passion. And Giselle from Montvale, New Jersey, talked about the fact that she was in a relationship with a gentleman named John, nice guy, no passion. She went on a trip to Australia, met the boat captain. There was passion. She came back, broke up with John, and now she and the boat captain are married. Reason number two, to delay a breakup. So she wanted to break up with this guy. She was dating this other person, Stacy from Lexington, Kentucky, but didn't have the heart to do it. So she cheated until I guess she could get up the nerve to break up with her boyfriend. What do you think about those two reasons, Sadie? Do they surprise you, or are they common reasons?
They don't surprise me at all. There's actually more reasons why women cheat than men. Men are a lot less complex than a woman, as you know.
Okay.
And we broke it down the other night into three reasons normally why men cheat. I mean, there's an exception to every rule, but we're talking about the majority here.
Mm-hmm.
Women, the reasons are definitely more. So those two there, I would support those. Yeah, that article is definitely onto something.
All right, let me give you reasons number three and four, because absence doesn't make the heart grow fonder. And this person who commented was Tamara from Portland, Oregon, who she had a boyfriend named Greg, and they were having a long-distance relationship. She was accepted into a graduate program 200 miles from where they lived. Okay, yes, we could do it, baby. I love you. We're going to make it. But then she started seeing her lab partner, Henry, and interestingly enough, when she finished her graduate program, she and her boyfriend Greg are still together, but like you said, women are better at cheating than men because she never told him about her infidelity 4 years prior. Reason number four, to avoid being left out in the cold. In other words, she didn't. This person, Jen, 28, from Oak Park, Illinois, did not want to be dumped by her boyfriend, so she cheated on him so that she could be the first one to break off the relationship. Do reasons number three or four surprise you?
Not at all. As we said, women are premeditated. They think about things. Men, they just kind of happen. Women, they're very thought about.
All right, I'm going to give you the last three. And then I want to hear, because you said there are many reasons. Uh-oh, we want to continue to educate our audience. Reason number five, to make a break from a bad relationship. Reason number six, to find that missing piece. And it's similar to reason number one, which was because there's no passion. It seems to me that sometimes a man can be with a woman and he can have all of the pieces except one, and that one piece that he is missing, she wants, and so she cheats in order to get that missing piece. And then finally, reason number seven, revenge, to give him a taste of his own medicine. And that is Ashante, 25, out of College Park, Georgia. So, Sadie, it seems like none of these reasons are surprising to you. Is that correct?
None of the reasons are surprising, Michael. That is correct.
All right. So now give me some more reasons. Why do women cheat?
I think that basically you kind of summed up all the reasons already.
Okay. All right. Because you said there are a lot of reasons. I mean, how many more? I mean, are there three more reasons, four more?
Well,
are there other nuances?
I guess there was a lot of reasons. You had named two by that time, and then you went on and you named four more. So you basically have it covered.
All right. All right. So women cheat. For those reasons, I mean, how about just, you know what, this dude is just hot. I'm feeling horny tonight. I'm just going to step out because I just want to. I mean, are women like men in that? Because from a lot of men, I think, Sadie, it's just I see you, I like you, I have the opportunity in the moment, and I'm just going to take advantage of it. I mean, do women react like that, or do they act like that?
Well, where we're at now, as we said, we're in 2013.
Yes.
So we have some women that think, feel, and act like men.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. And we have some women that cheat for the same reasons that men cheat, which would be, I just wanted to, it come wired that way. Some refer to it as a good girl gone bad.
Mm.
And unfortunately, once a good girl goes bad, she's gone forever.
Mm.
See, a man, he can be a bad boy, and it can take a good woman to make him more in touch with his conscience, meaning, like, he may not change, but because he has such a good woman, he makes more conscious decisions that not are necessarily in her favor, but they're in the best favor for him. He's still doing it for him because he says, you know, I got this good woman, and I don't want to lose her, so I better stop doing what I'm doing because I might. So he does it for him, but now he's more in tune with his conscience. But when he doesn't have that queen, he doesn't feel like there's any reason for him to change the game. Okay?
Exactly.
So that's
exactly.
A bad boy. A bad boy goes good, going good. But women who are gone bad are gone for good.
Really? No,
some
so
may
you,
say that,
why is that?
Some may
why
say
that?
That Jesus can change them. And I don't doubt that Jesus can change them.
Right.
I'm not discrediting Jesus. But
right.
Let me tell you something. Most of the girls that are gone forever. Say goodbye.
Why is that? Why is that?
Because women are premeditated, remember? They don't just become a bad girl because, like, a guy, he just one day wakes up and be like, wow, I'm a dog. I do it. Whoa. You know what I mean? He just, it's like, oh, my God, I have five fingers and toes. Where a woman's like, I should have five fingers and five toes in order to accomplish what it is I'm trying to do. You know? She again, she's more premeditated. A guy just realizes he has five fingers and five toes. A woman looks around and says, okay, wait a minute, I got five fingers and five toes too? Oh, okay, that's what I need to do what I got to do. So once she goes bad, she realizes that that's the safest place for her. not to have to experience what she experienced before, and she makes a conscious decision to never go back. Guys don't always make conscious decisions to be bad.
Wow.
Remember, because everything with a woman is premeditated. A guy just, you know what, some guys become bad because they get hurt. But it's not always a conscious decision, like, I'm going to become a bad boy, you know? Some women a lot of times say, you know what, the way these guys play, I can, you know what, two can play at that game. I'll keep my guard up. Ain't nobody getting close to me again. But a guy will just be like, you know what, being in a relationship and just doing me, this feels better, I'm going to do this. This seems safer, I'm going to do this.
And
it's not always
It's not always premeditated. You know, I'm just going to jump in for a second and make this observation. You know, it's interesting. It almost flies in the face of conventional thinking about women because, you know, we say that women are more oriented emotionally, yet you're saying, you're suggesting that that's not necessarily the case. Or is it that in certain ways women are more oriented emotionally except when it comes to cheating? Because it seems like
okay.
Women are very rational. When it comes to cheating,
very rational.
I
would say, listen, here's the difference in a man and woman with emotion. Women are more emotional than men. But what happens is when a man experiences emotions, because he's not used to experiencing emotions, he doesn't know how to sort through them like a woman does.
Hmm.
She experiences emotions from the day that she's here, okay? She feels those things. Men are taught to shut them down and turn them off, okay? So what happens is when she experiences cheating, she knows how to rationalize more because she exercised those emotions better than a man. That's why a lot of times when a man hurts, women don't realize it. My professional opinion, men hurt worse than women. They do. They hurt 10 times worse, and they have a hard time coming back from a relationship crash than a woman does. Why? Because it's just like anything else. When you work out, your muscles are stronger than someone who does not. Well, when you work out your emotions and you're constantly using them, exercising them, you can sort through them and know which emotion to use better than someone who doesn't. So men don't know where to apply rationale and logic because 9 times out of 10 on a daily basis, they're just using logic. And so a woman can open up the closet of emotions and say, which one should I use in this case? A man can't do that.
Mm. You set it off, Sadie Sharp. Listen, I'm going to go to another song that I think is relevant for this particular topic we're talking about. Me and Mrs. Jones, we're going back in the crates a little bit. Me and Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul, Sadie Sharp. I'm enjoying this conversation. We're talking about why women cheat, and you're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk.
Gotta be extra careful. after we don't build our hopes up too high. 'Cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over, talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm thinking strong. We gotta let them know now that we got a thing going on, a thing going on.
Yeah. We got to let him know that we got a thing going on. See, the thing is, Billy Paul, he's a man, of course, and he said we got to let him know. Now, Mr. Jones probably has him. Said we ain't let him know. Listen, everybody, you're listening to Real Relevant and Raw, a pre-recorded broadcast, broadcasting from the Sadie Michael Studios. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Katie Sharp.
And our topic today is why women cheat. So, Sadie, let me raise this question. In your mind, is there anything that someone can do to keep their woman from cheating?
Is there anything that someone can do to keep their woman from cheating?
Exactly.
This is what I would suggest to men. As a woman, it is really a very heavy title to carry. I mean, it's a very heavy title because there's a lot of expectations of a woman. And what I mean by that is her body goes through a lot. Mm. Her mind goes through a lot. Her role is forever changing in society. And for the women who want to stay home with their children, there's something wrong with that now because the average woman works. So it's always comply and conform, comply and conform.
Mm.
Women who have had babies, if you don't look a certain way after a baby, then you don't get the same bragging rights that a husband whose wife just goes right back down afterwards. Women gain weight or, you know, don't do their hair or don't keep a pedicure or don't keep a manicure, false eyelashes and don't remain consistent with that. It's talked about on the radio. Ladies, the weather's breaking. Make sure you got your feet done. Don't put any sandals on your feet. I don't want to see no corns. But we don't hear anyone talking like that about men.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
So now, she takes that time to go get her feet done. But then, ladies, nobody wants to marry a woman who doesn't cook. Cook and keep your house clean. Ladies, nobody wants a woman who can't bring anything to the table. You better have good credit, da 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 da. I mean, listen to the demands of a woman. Stay good looking, clean the house, take care of kids, bear kids, have a job, keep your credit right, and have money to contribute to the bills. And twist your man out in the room, twist him out, make it look like he's wearing a toupee and it's backwards, with his real hair, will be a lady in the street. Be a lady. Nobody wants a whore. But you got to be able to be a whore in the bedroom, you know, take the whore on and off. Comply and conform. So the best thing I can tell a man that he can do for a woman is be her best friend and let her know that whoever she is, you love her for her.
Mm.
And most men don't realize that if you allow a woman a place of comfort with you, meaning she doesn't have to lie about how many men she's been with in the past, there's another thing. A woman has to have, like, this secret number that matches a man's mind. And no number is the same for each man. Some men could get turned off if it's a little. And other men could be like, two? Oh, my God, you suck. Okay?
You're right.
But again,
you're right.
It's comply and conform. Let me tell you something. When a man really treats his woman like a queen, it's naturally installed in the girls who have not gone bad. Now, we're talking about good girls who have not gone bad yet. Even pending girls. Some girls are pending. Then she'll give you a whirl. And some men think that, you know, treating a woman badly is the best way to get her to give you her best, because there's a lot of men out there who treat women badly and they seem to have the better women. I see that. I see that. But here's the difference. Behind every strongest man is a stronger woman. And that's because the woman was made to be a man's support and help me. So if you have a weak support system, it's a matter of time before you crash. So if you have a woman that lets you do whatever you want to do to her, what's going to happen when you need her to support you? You're both going to crash.
You're both going to crash.
That's right. It's just like your car. If you have bad tires, as soon as the weather changes, you're going to be slipping and sliding and possibly slide into something. Anything that's supporting you needs to be strong.
It needs to be supported. And Sadie, you know, what you just said, and the reason for my silence, Sadie, and listening audience, is that what Sadie just, I would say, analyzed and presented was probably one of the most insightful things, Sadie, that I've heard you say since we were on the air, as you analyze the demands on women. And listening audience, as you know, I am a man through and through. I've been raised around women. I was raised by women, and I'm around women more than I'm around men, at least in the workplace. And as a result, I think I understand women. However, Sadie, what you said helped me to make so many connections. I mean, the pressure on women to be beautiful, quote unquote, is much more than with men. Much more. You know, women, if she goes out of the house without makeup on, without everything just set right, it's almost like a opportunity for embarrassment. And whether or not we agree with that, I mean, it's not the same standard of beauty for men. It's really not. And so, like you said, there's so many things that a woman goes through, so many things that she has to think about, that really the man in her life, or if it's the same-sex relationship, the quote-unquote woman in her life, that there needs to be that understanding. And you know, for me to give the short answer to that question, I think, Sadie, in general, there's nothing we can do to prevent someone from cheating if they've made up their mind that they want to do. What you have helped me to understand is that we can stack the deck in favor of fidelity when we understand women as you have set that forth. And so I thank you for what you just said, shared. Sadie, I want to go to one
I
more song. Go ahead.
You know, Michael, let me just chime in and say this. As I said a minute ago, a man who accepts a woman for who she is and embraces who she is. I mean, even when we're talking about comply and conform, no pun to Steve Harvey, I think his book has helped some women.
Mm-hmm.
But just think about that title alone. I'm about to bash this title like I did Maureen Rice's title. The book had a lot of good information in it for ladies. But think like a lady, act like a man. Why can't you think like a lady, act like a lady, and find a man who can handle your femininity?
So say it. I've got to.
Why do you have to think like one thing and act like something else you're not?
All right, how about
think about that. That says exactly what society expects from the woman.
How about this? Say, how about this? Now, you need to write that book. Because I'm going to say to you, know me. I mean, we go back with partners and friends. Listen, they're thinking this. I'm a smart man. And I'm not bragging to say that, but that's just the fact. However, when we are on this show, there are things that you teach me. And I think you're right. So I think there needs to be a critique. And for the record, listening audience, we're not here to bash Steve Harvey. You understand? I read the book, and there's some things about the book that resonate with me. When a man, for example, when a man loves a woman, he proclaims, he protects, he provides. I've said that on this show. I've said this in other contexts. Secondly, women do set the tone for the relationship, at least at the outset. All right. That said, he is one voice. He has added to the conversation, and I want to go on record as saying what Sadie just said needs to be put in written or audio some kind of form, because I think it is another layer to that conversation. So, Sadie, I'm digging you up on the one hand, and I'm challenging you on the other to put that, what you just said, in writing, because you're right. Why does a woman have to think like a man? You understand what I'm saying? Really.
Writing a book that says, act like a black person, but think like a white person.
I like it, Sadie. Listen, I like that.
How
insulting
is that?
I like that.
So
Sadie,
I can't accept what I was born as.
That's right, Sadie. I got to throw in some hip hop. You know, I love hip hop. Let me throw in this hip hop song, "Love Hate Thing" by Wale. It's about 4.5 minutes long. We'll have enough time to come back and finish up the show. Listen, everybody, we are setting it off like we always do, representing for relationships. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
In the heart of the city, this way they told me. Be put over 100, don't none of them know me. Son of a mother studying at UBC, sitting in a taxi cab with daddy roaming the streets. 7 hallelujahs, my sultana was clean. On everything I wear it, all the American tees. Since 06, the most prolific in the DMV. Listen, when you get the keys to 7, you don't get the beef. Make the next one, get the piece to get the piece. You gon' need more than Wikipedia to get to me. PG to Mo County, bet they all know about me. Every hood, every burb, I got superb balance. From the city that made me, love you forever for it. Hope you celebrate every moment forever and know it. You made me what I am, you made me what I'm not. They gon' love you a little different when you at the top. Worse, give me love, baby. Not enough, just a touch, baby. With the fuck, baby, it's just us, baby. This ain't right, this is life, this is love, hey, then what's up? Give me love, baby. Not enough. Touch, baby. Baby, it's just us, baby. This ain't right, this is life. This is love, hey, thing. In the end, give me love. City gets cold. As you reach for your goals, you gon' meet you some foes. Having dinner with Leonis's, I'm dreaming to own. But for now, me and my homie see the bottle float. I'm trying to redefine the culture, renovate the soul. Woman in town, but I'm manifesting every goal. I see potential in John, talk to him once a week. Media targets in our city and this week. I lost a lot of friends, and they ain't even dead. When I was on my way up, why you ain't see stairs? Lord Father, if I opted to follow them, my heart would tear for my dreams, let me know that you had. And it's weird when I'm anywhere with too many heads. jealous and never tell it until they stare. How could you blame us, envy? We do the same thing for a living, know the same f***ing where they all commend me. Champagne, I'ma spill it till we all fill up. Maybe it stopped me from giving a f*** about opinion. And probably not, but I'm temporarily out of physics instead of supposedly propaganda to politicians.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to a pre-recorded broadcast of Real, Relevant, and Raw, bringing you the best in relationship radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And our topic today is why women cheat. We finished before the musical break asking the question, is there anything that we can do to keep a woman from cheating? Say the last question before we end the show with this. What happens if someone catches his or her woman cheating, or because women are better at cheating than men, or in the instance in which she tells her significant other or spouse that she has cheated? What should that person do?
First and foremost, they have to pull out the scale and weigh saving the relationship versus throwing it away.
Exactly.
Behind every emotional decision should be a supporting logic, and behind every logical decision should be a supporting emotion. This way that allows us to balance out. So the emotion now, when you find out that your significant other has cheated on you, is hurt and pain. So now you have to pull out the scale and apply some logic and say, okay, what is going to be in my best interest, in the best interest of the relationship, which could be just monogamy or marriage. And if there's other parties in a relationship, i.e. children, or sometimes parents get really close and hurt from a divorce too. When, you know, you have two mother-in-laws who love to spend time with each other or whatever have you. And then when you get a divorce, everyone has to go for the separation now. And sometimes choose sides. So you have to pull out your scale and say, is this worth saving, or would this be in my best interest, best interest of the children and other family members to let it go?
You're right.
Is this worth saving? And you have to pocket those emotions. You got to put them in your pocket and work through them together. When something like that happens, any tragedy, I suggest counseling. Therapy is awesome, because what therapy allows you to do is take a whole bunch of different emotions that you have and put them in a closet nice and neat. You know, they say everyone has things in a closet. We all do. But it's nothing like having things in a closet that are stored and in place. And that's the difference in an unhealthy person emotionally and a healthy person emotionally.
Well said, Sadie. Well said. I can't say that any better. Because in my take on it was similar, just very simply, as you have said, giving and forgiving, excuse me, and it's an opportunity to redefine the relationship. And listening audience, those who are listening live, will be listening live, I should say, as well as those who will check out the archive. I mean, I think that's very sound advice. It may happen, and I've learned this. You can't live in fear. You can't live without trust. You understand? If it happened, I think Sadie has laid out a phenomenal step-by-step approach to managing, if that's the right word to use, managing your partner's infidelity. Sadie, we got about a little bit over 3 minutes left. Is there any closing words that you'd like to
I would like to say, Michael. I would like to take and relate my own personal situation to any good girls out there pending going bad and any good girls who may have gone bad already. After my divorce, I was a pending bad good girl, meaning like I was pending. I could go either way, left or right. And what basically helped me was that I had children. I think if I didn't have children and I went through that divorce and we experienced what we experienced, I might have been one of those good girls that completely went bad. But here's two things that helped me, and this is one that women should think about. I didn't want to take the chance of becoming a woman that I don't want my daughters to be. And what I mean by that is I realized I was pending. I consciously knew that. And I knew that if I decided to go to the other side, then that was the role model that I was going to be for my daughters. Not only that, but I don't think a woman realizes the impression that she gives her son. The way a boy sees his mom is how he'll interact with women the rest of his life. So if I teach him that women are scandalous and untrustworthy, then that already damages any chances for him of being in a healthy relationship ever. So what actually helped me in my pending status was my children. And for those of you who don't have children, you probably can't relate, but any parent that truly loves their children, some people say, oh, well, let my child experience this. I had to go through it. But when you truly, truly love your children, you love your children more than anything you've ever loved. You love your children more than you love yourself. And you don't want them to ever go through anything you've ever had to go through. And I just said that to say for those who do not have children, you can understand the love that a parent has for a child. For those women who do have children that may be in pending status or may have already gone bad, we're not going to be young forever. And the worst thing is to grow old and not be able to grow old gracefully. So if you can't do it for yourself, do it for your offspring.
Phenomenal, Sadie, phenomenal. I can't answer that. Phenomenal. I've learned from what you said. I know that, and I'm sure that our listening audience, both live this coming Thursday as well as archived after that, have learned. Listen, everybody, it's been a phenomenal show. We appreciate your support. You have been a witness to the topic, Why Women Cheat. And you've been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw, bringing you, in my opinion, the best in relationship content, broadcasting every Thursday evening from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. As always, I'm your host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Sadie, listen, enjoy your vacation. Look forward to having
Thank you
back. Mom. We're going to do our thing. We're going to keep it real, relevant, and raw. Listen, everybody, we appreciate your support. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Everybody, take care, and we'll see you next week on Real, Relevant, and Raw, Blog Talk Radio. Have a good night. Bye-bye.